Welcome to the Pioneer Forage Forum, featuring news and information important to dairy professionals working for successful animal nutrition. All right, we are speaking with Bill Curran, who is Pioneer Research Scientist, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the new technologies for corn silage trait measurements, NIR on chopper.
NIR on chopper is near infrared spectroscopy, which is a device that allows us to measure the components of an individual sample. In our case, it's silage. So we put these machines on the back of our silage research cutters, and it allows us to get a better picture of what that corn silage hybrid really looks like real time. We don't have to sample 1 pound and send it off to a lab to get it analyzed. We actually have the answer immediately in the field. And that's an important part of how we decide on which hybrids are better. We get better data quality, we get better resolution. So when we're selecting on things that are very unique traits, we have the kind of resolution we need so we can make better decisions.
What are some of the traits you're looking at? You said there was 9 different things that you're looking at with the NIR.
Well, to name a few, we obviously have dry matter, which helps calculate yield. We have starch percent. We have crude protein. We have the fiber components. And we have some others that we look at quite closely. And we also are talking a lot about what might be coming in the future as far as traits. We work with our Livestock Nutrition Center where they can analyze and create new traits in a sense because they're looking at things from the cow's eye. And then they can help us generate information to put into these NIRs so we have another trait to look at. So not only do we do these real key traits that really figure into the Milk 2006 equation, but we also are looking at additional traits that will help us understand just how a cow might see the feed or the hybrids that we're trying to develop and then test through our system.
How does OnChopper NIR speed up harvest?
OnChopper NIR really speeds up our process in terms of having an immediate answer for a particular product that we're testing in our system. The real key is that we have the data turnaround, the data quality, that we can make decisions. And ultimately, if something were to occur in the weather, which would change our harvest timing, so to speak, we still have the ability to get to that information quickly. And OnChopper NIR just really is a technology that we've brought on board in our North American silage research programs to get better answers more quickly and to help turn our product lineup in a way that our development flow feeds what customers are asking for.
Let's talk a little bit now about starch digestibility measurements.
Well, starch digestibility is obviously a key question that a lot of growers have, a lot of dairy producers, beef producers as well. And their interest is in understanding how that starch that comes from the kernel that would be in the silage that we're developing is actually processed through the cow and what percent digestibility it might have over the period of time it's in that cow. We use our PLNC facility and the animal feeding trials that we have there to develop new calibrations. Starch digestibility could be one of them, where we have the information from the cows. We also have some lab analytical techniques, some assays that will help us generate calibrations or new traits that we can then put on our OnChopper NIR. Ultimately, in the end, is that we develop a new answer, a new trait. We have information to decide that, yes, this hybrid has more starch digestibility, and therefore it would move through our system in product development and testing.
Well, as a scientist, it's nice that you have all these cool tools, but what are the benefits for silage growers?
We hope to bring better products, obviously, and to be able to refine our measurements, our analytical systems, in a way that allows us, in a sense, to split hairs. We're dealing with traits that have very little variability, a small range to work with, and we want to pick the top ones. So obviously, we have to be able to measure the differences. That's a real key for us. In the end, the grower is going to get a better product, and it's going to be all this upfront work we do with OnChopper NIR and breeding, product development, and those things that get us to that better product, which is ultimately important.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Bill Curran, who is Pioneer Research Scientist. Pioneer invites your feedback, comments, and questions at pioneer.com/forages. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Pioneer Forage Forum.